Imagine if it was easy to find and retain your dream client as a salon owner. Forest Salon Software is the all-in-one point-of-sale system for salons, spas, and clinics. With client and staff management and best-in-class reporting and a marketing suite, Forest touches every point of the salon experience to help salons find and retain their dream clients, increase client visit frequency, and increase their revenue. With over 9,000 salons globally partnering with Forest Salon Software to manage, market, and grow their business, as well as a team of local industry professionals here to support you, there has never been a better time to switch to a software partner that can grow with your business. Beauty Business and Beyond listeners who sign up for Forest will receive 50% off your setup fee, which will cover the cost of your data migration, system configuration and training, as well as 2,000 free SMS to use on SMS marketing campaigns of your choosing. Simply click the link in the show notes to take advantage of this generous offer. Forest Salon Software, together we grow. Welcome to the Beauty, Business and Beyond podcast. I'm your host, Kelly, otherwise known as Skin Queen. I'm a skin therapist turned clinical educator turned multiple six-figure online business owner. I used to think that owning a business meant that you'd have a product or service, a website and an Instagram and just wait for the masses to flock. But little did I know. It wasn't until I started working with coaches and mentors that I learned there is so much more to it. On this podcast, you can expect to learn about mindset, marketing, strategies, and other fundamental business lessons that have helped me to generate over $500,000 of revenue in less than 2 years. Are you in my Facebook group? Every single day I post in there sharing even more gold nuggets of information to help you grow your business. To find it, search Beauty, Business and Beyond on Facebook or head to the link in my show notes to get a direct link. Welcome back to the Beauty, Business and Beyond podcast. How are you? I feel like it's always so much time in between me actually speaking to you, but the reality is I just batch create because when you have two businesses, you've got to utilize your time properly. And today is a batch creating day for podcast. I'm recording to myself and I'm actually interviewing three people, which is really exciting. But today's episode is warranted. And I'm sure I've talked about it in one way or another, but I wanted to make it really clear and do a whole entire episode dedicating to how to attract more clients. Reason being, it's the number one topic that is in all of the different Facebook esthetician and skin groups. Whenever anybody joins my Facebook group, I ask the question, if you could wave a magic wand, what would you want in your business? And people say more clients. And it's the conversation that I'm seeing so many people ask me and chat about all the time. How do you attract clients into your business? Now, for those who don't know, I opened up a business last July, which is July 2023, and it's called The Facial Bar. So we are going on 8 months and we're pretty consistently booked. And we have been since, I would say, month five. So what I wanted to do was share an episode that talked exactly with you how I attracted clients into my business and how we do it all the time. And I've got notes here in front of me. So the very first thing that I did before I even opened my business was I focused on my social media platforms. And I started my social media for The Facial Bar on TikTok and on Instagram around April in 2023. So that was a fair few months before we opened. And what I did was I just documented the journey of us building the clinic and opening the business. And I just shared the behind the scenes. Now, this was really great because people wanted to follow along for the journey. And I actually shared this to my personal Instagram. I also shared it on my personal Facebook and also Cam, my fiance and business partner. He shared it on his social platforms as well because all exposure is good exposure. And when we think about who was going to be our ideal target audience for The Facial Bar, it's going to be people who want to have facials, not just, you know, beauty business owners. So by sharing it to my personal Facebook, that meant my mum would see it and my mum would share it for her friends. And same with my sister and my mother-in-law and ladies that I met at Pilates, ladies that I met at dance, and just people who would want to go and have facials and look after their skin. So I made a real conscious effort to post quite consistently, might have been 2 or 3 times a week, and I put together little vlog-style videos, and that really helped me to build my following. And I recommend anybody, if you are just starting now and your business is already existing, start showing the behind the scenes. Start showing what it is that you do each day, whether you wake up and you have your coffee, you set up your clinic for the day, you put the candles on, you do the hot towels, make your bed all comfy and you get your products out. Even if you don't have clients yet, still emulate what it would look like if you were to have clients, that people can see that behind the scenes. Now, this works really well on TikTok. And I still remember I just posted blindly on TikTok, like the behind the scenes. I was like, oh, I'll try it. I'll do a little bit of a vlog style video. And the next day I woke up and the video had gone viral and it had popped off. And I know that that happened for a couple of different reasons. I was honestly shocked. The next day I woke up and it had like 50,000 views and then it kept growing. And now that video has 341,000 views, but it was my hook. So a hook is the first words that you say in the first 3 to 5 seconds of a video that actually help to stop the scroll and get attention. And then I started using this hook for all of my videos. I actually want to play the video so that you know what it sounds like. I am building the Gold Coast first facial bar, and in actual fact, it's Australia's first facial bar. Last year when I went overseas, I experienced the most amazing facial where I was sat down on a chair in front of a mirror and the chair reclined back and I was given a facial there and then on the spot. I didn't have to take my clothes off, yet the whole experience was amazing from start to finish, and that's what I want to bring to the Gold Coast. Anyway, you get the picture. I started off by just sharing why I was opening the business, but I started off by sharing I've opened the Gold Coast first facial bar, and that became the hook that I used for all of my videos. So Instagram and TikTok marketing were huge. The next thing I did, which, you know, you might not actually think this is an important part of client attraction, but it is, was we paid for our branding to be done. And I had this done in Skin Queen and it completely changed everything. But I also decided that I was going to pay for professional branding with the facial bar because I know how much of a difference it made when my branding looked professional. You know, it just was a different energy in my business. People were more willing to take me seriously when my branding looked professional. So I did pay for professional branding. It was $2,500. And with that, we got a logo and we got some social tiles and we got variations of our logo as well as a color palette to use. And that really helped to set the tone so that before we even opened and had proper content, we could post content that was in line with that brand. And I got that content off pages like Creative Market and also Pinterest. But when you are following a brand, it's really easy to know what sort of content to post with it. And so even before I had opened, got my branding done, we were using those templates that we received from the branding person and also posting images that look similar to our branding on our social media to kind of give hints and tips about what the business was going to be like. So we said, you know, at the end of your facial, you'll be able to choose from our coffee menu. You can choose to get a cappuccino, an almond ice latte. You can get a chai latte. And we use that with images that we got from our template. So it was really easy to start to build the brand before the brand was even alive. And I highly recommend that. It is an investment, but it's one that changes, you know, the perception of your brand with new people finding your brand. And it's very important. If I say brand one more time, I'm going to make myself sick. So once we had our branding, it was really easy to be able to create content and B-roll style content that emulated that vibe. Now, if you have a look at the facial bar page on my Instagram, you'll notice that we use the same sort of music. Every music piece that we use in our reels is all lo-fi music. It's all the same vibe and it's all very on brand. I'm going to use the word again. Oh my gosh. But with that, we do get high reach and we do get people looking at our content, and it does portray a certain emotion and people do follow us from that. We leveraged that to really get us known out there in the world. And Instagram Reels have honestly been phenomenal for our business because we post ones that are vibey, we post ones that are on brand, people find us, you know, they see our business, they see our clinic, they see our salon, and then they totally understand what we're all about. And as a result, they book in. Now, the next thing that we actually did was we started to have some reels that were doing really well. I'll talk about that in a minute. But what we started to do was we started to put some ad spend behind them. Now, I've spoken about this in a previous episode, but when it comes down to it, boosting will actually just put your content that's already doing well in front of the eyes of more people. And that's exactly what I did. And so I boosted it for maybe $5 to $10 a day. We'd run it for 7 to 10 days, and it would just triple our audience view, our visibility, our followers, and then obviously our bookings, which was really great. I'm going to quickly interrupt your listening to ask you how you feel about your social media game. Every day, I speak to beauty business owners who tell me that they struggle to come up with ideas, struggle to be consistent on social media, and just feel completely overwhelmed with fitting content creation into your already busy schedule. And this is why I've created Socials Made Simple. Twice a month, I'll email you social media templates, content ideas, and mini tutorials to make posting on social media simple for busy business owners just like yourself. Boost your engagement, grow your following, and attract new clients on autopilot so you can get back to doing the things that you love. To get $100 off, send me a message on Instagram with the letters SMS, and I'll send you a unique discount code. All right, let's get back to today's episode. So the content that was doing well was content that we positioned as a sales funnel. Now, for those who don't know, a sales funnel is a way that you get people in at a low or minimal cost at the top, and then you convert them into a long-term client at the bottom. And what I did was I actually did a couple of reels that promoted our specials. And you can go and have a look at the Facial Bar Instagram to have a look. But we did one for our Meso Glow special when we introduced mesotherapy. We did a special for $197, usually $410. And we were booked out for 2 months from that. We had people booking in September and October. And from there, we were able to retain clients onto memberships, rebook them, and we honestly gained so many new clients from that. We also did another one with our Glow Time Baby treatment. So that's our 45-minute facial. We ran a special it's our top of the funnel. So it's pinned to the top of our page. Basically, new clients get $50 off their first facial, which is the Glow Time Baby facial. So usually they would come in for $199, but instead they can experience it for $149. And we pin that to the top. Now, both of these, we actually encourage people to comment on the post. So we say, to redeem, comment on the post, me please. And from there, we message them with a bit of a sales script saying, hey, thank you so much for reaching out. Would absolutely love to have you in for a treatment. Is there a day that works best? Once they tell us a day, we say, no worries. Here's our booking link so that you can book in. And it's really great because we are able to retain them from there. Now, both of those things, whether that be the reel that promotes a special or whether that be our $50 new client offer, we boost. Because if it's getting traction organically, we want to put some ad spend behind it and boost it to get more people into the business. Now, the other thing that we did that might not be as conventional, but at the very beginning of my business journey, we didn't really have too much of a client base. So what I actually did was I reached out to all the local businesses in the area. And I invited the business owners in for a free facial. So I invited all of the hairdressers in, all of the nail techs in, all of the Pilates studio owners in, all the yoga studio owners in, all of the gym owners in, all of the bridal wedding dress shop owners in. And in return, I said, I'd love to give you 10 gift vouchers that you can give to your best clients. And I gave them a $100 gift voucher so that their clients could come and book in. And it worked a treat. Now, $100 might seem like a lot. Our facials at the time started at $300. So we were still getting people in for $200 and then retaining them from there. Another thing that I did was I reached out to all the local real estate agents who sell luxury real estate in our area. Now, I'm right by the beach in Mermaid, and all the real estate agents sell multi-million dollar houses. I invited them in for free facials. They had a free facial, and then I actually gave them a stack of free facial vouchers. I think I gave them between 15 and 20 each so that they can give them to their clients who have just sold their house or clients who've just bought a house in the area. Because if they've sold a multi-million dollar house, they have money to spend. And if they've just bought a house, it's more of a welcome to the area gift. And so what I did was I left them blank for the real estate agent to fill it out. And it was for any free 75-minute facial. And basically, these people come in for free. We put them through our sales funnel and we are able to retain them. We either get them on a membership or we rebook them. And it's great because we get a high quality client. The other thing that we did, and I'm just trying to think, we did so many different things, but what we did as well was we offered a couple of specials for the days that we were a little bit more quiet. So Tuesdays were our quieter day. And what I offer on Tuesdays is a $200 Tuesday special. I didn't want to call it Cheap Tuesday. So we do all of our 60-minute facials, $200. And I remember at one point there, another video went viral on TikTok. And we honestly just got so booked out on Tuesdays for months and months and months. I remember probably the video went viral in maybe like end of August, and we were booked out on Tuesdays with like two bookings, two therapists, making $400 an hour for, I would probably say 3 months. So what's that? August, September, October. Definitely until like November, which was just absolutely insane. So we kept that, but then we also introduced Facial Fridays where people could come in, have a facial and a cocktail for $249. And once again, that popped off. Another thing that we did is when people come into our business, when we are closing them off at the end, we go over post-care with them, we educate them on their skin, we also give them $50 vouchers. So at the moment, we're giving our clients three $50 vouchers and we say, give these to friends, and they actually look like real vouchers and we write on them $50. We make them valid for a year, and then we say to our friend, we write their name on them, like from the full name. And I say, if your friend brings this in, I'll add $50 to your account so you can get $50 off your next facial. Now, if they're on a membership, I just say, well, if you're on a membership, you can either bring another person in for free, or if they've pre-bought a set of facials, I just say, I'll give you a free facial at the end. Because if they can get three people into us, I am more than happy to give them a free facial, you know, at the end of their treatment. But if they are on a membership, I'm happy to do it towards product. Not ideal, but I'm happy to do it either way. So it's all about creating those loyal fans who then want to rave about it to their friends. And so many people are like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Oh my gosh, this is a great idea. Oh my gosh, I'm going to a birthday this weekend. I will give this to my friend. And it just works a treat. I've had people say, yeah, I'll book my friend in right now for like a surprise. And we're like, great. And we're like, okay, cool. Like it's a $50 deposit to secure it. And they're like, cool. And then what's left? And we're like, well, after that voucher, there's only $100 left. They're like, yep, perfect. Book her in, which is really awesome. So we've done B2B marketing. We've done gift vouchers for real estate agents. We've done TikTok. We've done Instagram. We've shown behind the scenes. We paid for branding. We have done gift vouchers to clients. We've done sales funnels on Reels, TikTok, as I said, boosted posts, ads. And the other thing that we did is we actually created a wait list for our email marketing before we even opened. So what we did before we opened was I put a little form on my page basically to say, we're not open yet, but if you want to be the first to know when we're open, share your email here. And as a result, we've got close to 900 emails on our list. We still have that on our page. We say, want to learn more about the facial bar, submit your email here. And we still get people sharing their email all the time. But that's another thing that we do with our clients is we always get their email. Reason for that is because we now do Facebook ads too. Care manages that. So not just boosted posts, but actually Facebook ads. And we either do it out to our warm audience, which is our email list, or we do it to a lookalike audience, which is people who look like our email list. And these are all settings that you can do in Meta to help reach the people that you're wanting to reach. So that's a list of things that we've done to generate business. It's hard to tell which ones work better than the other because we are 8 months in and we're pretty fully booked. And I think we've done about 140K in the time since we've been opened. So I'm really proud of where we've, you know, already come from. And I'm so excited because I know these strategies work. So it's just a matter of rinsing and repeating them so that we can continue to do this, so that we can continue to build relationships with other businesses in the area, and so we can actually get more people into the business. And word of mouth too, word of mouth is slow. So initially I thought, well, if we can get people in who actually want to talk about the business, then it's going to speed up that word of mouth. So those are a few things that we have done that have been successful in our business. And I hope that you've taken a lot of inspo. I hope you've taken down some notes so that you can go and implement this into your business. And I'm excited to see your success.